But first, we've been talking this morning about the door-to-door magazine guy and how scary of a situation that can be. Before people getting scammed, you know, they come and somebody sells them a magazine subscription, and guess what? Never comes. So that's problem one. You know, it's like, I don't need your help to get the magazines that I need. If I needed magazines, I would have ordered them by now, okay? Even if I moved to a new address, maybe I was getting magazines before. Don't you think I'd probably have them forwarded over here? So, get out of your face with my magazines. This dude comes up to my door yesterday. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have tiptoed to the door, looked through the people, seen him, urinated myself, and then crawled back into, you know, the living room and watched TV. But no, I was silly. Answered it. He's like, oh, I thought no one was going to answer the door. And I was like, well, that's because I was frightened at first because I wasn't expecting anybody. And I was like, maybe I should answer it. Big mistake. Never again. Not gonna do it. And I've successfully repelled every door-to-door sales attempt ever. You're the complete opposite.
Yeah.
You're a sucker. I remember you talking about this before.
Yeah, I buy everything.
Yeah. But I'm used to it not being that big of a deal before. You know, like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any money to spend right now. And this guy just got hostile about it, you know. So, you know, what do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. This guy was kind of sketchy looking too. I thought maybe he was going to attack me at any minute. You know, it was his. He was kind of, he had the spiky hair, he had the meth mouth looking, teeth rotten type of thing. So, you know, it was just a little scary.
All right, so that guy you were talking about stopping at your door yesterday?
Yeah.
He stopped. My friend and I were sitting at the pool with my son, and he stopped by and started talking to us there.
At the pool, or for your apartment pool, or what?
At our apartment pool. And we made him feel guilty. Because we both were like, well, because at first he was saying he needed votes for something. We were like, well, we're not registered to vote here, so see you later.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, well, I'm also doing this to try to win this contest I've won for 2 years in a row. And we were like, you've already won twice. Why don't you let somebody else win? we were like, messed up that you're going to do it. You know, 3 years in a row and not let anybody else win. We're like, that's so messed up. We're like, your parents should say something. We just started going off on him.
You think it was the same exact dude or just somebody else with the same spiel?
Was he wearing a yellow shirt?
I don't remember. I wasn't checking out his clothing.
Sounded just like if he was like a younger kind of guy.
Yeah, with the spiky hair and like the rotten teeth.
The spiky hair, messed up teeth.
Yeah.
Like he had his speech down verbatim.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
Yeah.
He's getting everybody.
We just made him feel really, really guilty, and then he tried the whole complimenting us thing, and we were just like, yeah, we got our men to compliment us. We don't need you giving us fake compliments just for us. And we just went off on him, and
wow.
He left.
Jeez.
Our way worked.
Yeah, wasn't he scary? He was scary. He was being intense with me. Maybe he was nicer to you guys.
He kept saying different line after line after line. It was like he had it all worked out. To every answer you could say.
And he came up to you at the pool?
He came up to us
wow.
at the pool.
That's creepy.
At first he asked us to vote for him. We're like, well, we're not KSU students, you know, we're not registered in Kansas to vote. We really don't care. And that apparently brought up the whole magazine thing.
Will you vote for me? Yeah, I think if someone's coming up to you and they want you to vote for them, they're usually like, hi, I'm running for 2nd District, da-da-da-da-da, and somehow...
Yeah, that's what you would think. That's why right away we were like, what's this kid's deal?
Yeah, watch out for him. He may come back. I'm worried.
Yeah, he comes back. We got him.
You got him? All right.